USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the UN Human Rights Council. On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need. But not both. I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us which is likely. But I hope Judge Jackson proves me wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me, and it was something I got used to. But I don't have to get used to it anymore, because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200 and shipping is free.
U.S. consumer debt levels climbed by almost $45 billion in February, reaching $4.48 trillion, according to the Fed. Revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 20.7%, while non-revolving credit increased at an annual rate of 8.4%. The report goes back to the 1940s. Inflation in the U.S. has continued to rise, climbing more than 7% in January year over year. Economists believe there's a number of reasons inflation is rising at a rate not seen in 40 years, including housing-related costs and, more recently, energy prices. The Senate has voted 100-0 to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status and suspend Russian energy imports. The consecutive votes solidify actions already taken by the Biden administration to sanction Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she's tested positive for COVID-19 but is asymptomatic. Also, Senator Susan Collins announced she also had tested positive for the virus. The House has passed a bill that would provide $55 billion in additional grants for restaurants and other small businesses. The bill passed 223-203 with just a few Republicans supporting it. It includes $42 billion for restaurants and $13 billion for other small businesses impacted by COVID-19. Republicans say that the additional pandemic relief money for small businesses isn't necessary and claimed the money would worsen inflation. The money replenishes the Restaurant Revitalization Fund created by the Biden American Rescue Plan that became law in 2021. The Senate must still vote to pass the bill and the president to sign it for it to become law. The trial of 26 men accused of the murder of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi was halted, and a Turkish court ruled that the case can be moved to Saudi Arabia. The 26 were being tried in absentia and are believed to be in Saudi Arabia. They are accused of killing and dismembering Khashoggi inside the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul in 2018. In 2019, a UN investigation blamed the death on high-level Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.